Good evening, councillors. Good evening, councillors. Good evening, councillors. Thank you. I declare the meeting open at 6 o'clock. 1.1, I wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians on the land in which we meet today and pay our respects to the elders past, present and future. Announcement of visitors to the meeting. There are no visitors, I understand. I know that Councillor Johnson is at the back. Thank you, Councillor Johnson, for attending. Attendance apologies and leave of absence previously approved, if any. So attendance, we've got apologies.
Yes, we have apologies from Councillor McWilliam and deputising Councillor Wilder.
Councillor Wilder. So I said hello and welcome before. So good to see you here. All right. Any leave? Well, I've jumped ahead. Any leave? We go on to disclosure of interest, number three. Disclosure of interest. Any disclosures of interest from anyone in the room? Announcements by the Chair or Presiding Member. I do have a couple of announcements. The Waste Innovation and Recycling Awards 2022 occurred last night in Melbourne. I'm pleased to advise the Council that yesterday the CEO and I attended the Waste Innovation Recycling Awards, and the EMRC Operations team was nominated for the Operational Excellence Award. The award recognises individuals and teams that have achieved and demonstrated improvements in efficiency, best practice, OHS, and impeccable records. And our CEO, Marcus Geiser, was nominated for Leader of the Year Award. The award recognises any leader who holds a senior position in private, non-for-profit or government organisation who have effectively shaped the business success, delivered financial growth significantly and positively impacted business culture and championed the industry widely. There were 12 categories, and these were recognised by each category. We had four nominations in each of the categories, so it was pretty good that the EMRC were involved in those four nominations. Sadly, we didn't win one of them, but it was recognised that those who did get into the finals did a sterling job to get there, and to have our own staff involved in one of those awards and our CEO in the other award is congratulations to all concerned. It was a great night, and just sadly we couldn't bring home the bacon, as they say. But I think when you looked read through the award recipients, it was a very strong field. So again, for us to be in that presence of those honoured people was a privilege for us and a privilege for me to be there. Response to,
Well, thank you very much on behalf of all the staff.
Thank you. Response to previous public questions taken, most there are none. Public question time. We don't have any public here, I'm aware of. Applications of leave. Anybody want to go anywhere anytime soon? No? Terrific. All right, petitions, deputations and presentations. There are nil. Confirmation of the minutes of the previous meetings that were held on the 25th of August 2022. I need someone to move and second those. Councillor Thomas, seconded by Councillor Dorr. Thank you. Anyone opposed? Nope. Declare that carried. Thank you. Questions by members for which due notice has been given?
And no questions received.
Thank you very much. Questions by members without notice, are there any? No. Nope. Announcements of confidential matters which the meeting may be closed to the public. There are a number of them down here. There is the EMRC Regional Waste Collection Service update, extension, a proposal for the Red Hill Power Facility, the progress report on EMRC request for tender 2102, permanent FOGO processing facility, the establishment agreement review, and item 14.1, the legal committee minutes of the 6th of October. So they will come up in due course. 13, business not dealt with from the previous meeting. We have none. Reports of employees. So there's 14.1, list of accounts paid, 14.2, financial reports, 14.3, financial reports ending the 30th September, 14.4, closure of the MRC facilities for Christmas and the New Year, 14.5, making the MRC meeting procedures local law, 14.6, the meeting dates, 14.7, request for quotation, supply and delivery of one materials handling wood excavator, and 14.8, items contained in the information bulletin. Has anybody got any withdrawals on any of those items?
A question.
Go ahead. We're up to 14. So any one of those, 14.1 to 14.8, are there any questions? 14.7. And Councillor O'Connor, you had one on?
Same
14.7. All right. Well, let's go to you first because your hand was up. Let's go to your question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just after a comment about why the probity, are there probity concerns when there's only one tenderer for an item over $500,000? And in addition, is there anything unique about this machine that there's only one supplier or one person bidding for it?
CEO. Yeah.
Regarding the probity concern, no, we don't believe there is a probity concern. Is it a unique item? It kind of is, because it actually has a cabin that raises to look into the trucks when we're loading the trucks, and this is the excavator that will go into the waste transfer station. So we have to put the order in because we have to open the transfer station and be ready for the transport and loading to the East Rockingham facility. So there is no other supplier that actually wanted to offer this elevated cabin. There's not many suppliers in the market that I'm aware of.
Thank you.
Councillor Jones.
Yeah, through the chair. There was another wheeled excavator purchased a couple of months ago, and I was trying to find it in the reports. What was the outcome of that one? Was that was for another site, was it?
Through the chair, from memory, that was a wheel loader for the Hazelmere site, a Komatsu 320. That's a different type of effect. Well, this is actually an excavator, and that was a loader to load the timber processing plant.
And the other question was, with the rankings, and I assume that the rankings that are on there as per 4.2.3, and they're all rated as minimal, poor. Is that correct? Those one ratings, rating price, rating this, are they all, is that the rating that you're using?
Sorry, what page is this on?
Page 4, where you've got the rating value there.
The rating scale?
Yeah.
So 4.2.3?
Yep, so you've got 5 down to 0.
Yep.
And 1 is, not very flattering, but both that on item D and then over the page on 4.2.4 pricing, point B is also a 1. So we've sort of rated it very lowly and...
I think that's a different ranking. So I think that's the preferred option. I don't think that correlates with the ranking of the rating scale.
Okay. All right. Yeah, but I suppose it's difficult how you can rate something when you've only got one tenderer.
Is that a question or a statement?
Yeah, I suppose it's a statement.
Any other questions? If there are no other questions, then I'm looking for a non-block mover for all of those items that have not been withdrawn, other than for questions. Councillor Zanino, seconded by Councillor Thomas. Is there anyone against? Declare all of those carried. Thank you. Mr. CEO. 15. So 15, there are reports of committees. 15.1, the Audit Committee held on the 6th of October. I'm looking for a mover and a seconder for that. Councillor O'Connor moved, seconded. You can, yes. Councillor Jean, thank you. Is anyone opposed? I declare it carried, thank you. 15.2, Legal Committee meeting held on the 6th of October. Someone to move? Councillor Jean, someone to second. Councillor Ostaszewski, is there anyone opposed? I declare that carried, thank you very much indeed. 16, reports of delegates. 16.1, the Municipal Waste Advisory Council minutes. There are there. Any questions in relation to that? No. 17 members' motions, of which a previous notice has been given. We have nil. 18, new business of an urgent nature approved by the chairman or member of the meeting. We have nil. Confidential matters for which a meeting may be closed to the public. We have a number of those, as previously discussed. I need someone to move to go behind closed doors. Councillor Jeans. Seconded Councillor Zanino. Councillor Ostaszewski, you opposed? And also opposed Councillor Hamilton? Yes? Noted. All right, we'll go move behind closed doors. Thank you. Councillor Ostaszewski, Councillor Thomas seconded. Anyone opposed? No, then we're out behind closed doors. Item 20, future meetings of council. We have advised when they are. And then, sorry?
24th of November.
Yeah, well, it's in the agenda. I don't need a mover in a second, if I have.
No,
I've got that. It's a very late day for us, you realise that, don't you? It's 10 to 10, or quarter to 10. Declaration of the meeting closure, thank you, at 6:42. Thank you. Thanks for attendance.